It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I come in here usually with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. Today, Rachel is not here. Rachel is appearing out at juvenile court. As we've mentioned before, Rachel's doing a family law these days. And so in addition to family law, part of that is juvenile law. And the reason that happens is because obviously when families are split apart, the teenagers a lot of times start acting out. They act out for different reasons, but the fact is they end up, a lot of times going truant, a lot of times having problems. And so Rachel is particularly astute with that kind of thing. She has her bachelor's degree in clinical psychology, and so she can handle that. So that's where Rachel is this afternoon. She's out at the juvenile court. And if you have a problem related to family law or juvenile law, you can give Rachel a call down at the office at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. Now, if you have a call for me, if you have a legal question, go ahead and give me a call. I'm going to answer that legal question on the air. So give me a call at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. 1350, and I'll be happy to answer your question if I can. If I can't answer your question on the air, I'll give you the name of some attorney that can answer your question, or I will look it up and talk to you about it next Monday. So that's the rules here at KSRO right now. So if you want to give me a call, I'm Charlie Cochran, and this is Ask the Expert. Now, you can also visit our website, by the way, at kcehlaw.com. That's kcehlaw.com. You can also give us a call down at the office at 544-9006. Now, today what I thought I'd do is I thought I'd talk a little bit about head injuries following an automobile accident. And it's more common than you think. And the reason is because, I think people have always suffered head injuries from automobile accidents, but it's a lot more recognized now. It's a lot more recognized because of the NFL studies. It's a lot more recognized because of athletes getting hurt. And I thought I would talk a little bit about the difference between a mild traumatic brain injury, which we see very often, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, post-traumatic stress disorder is a condition that usually occurs following traumatic events. For example, a lot of your soldiers that came back from Vietnam, from all wars, but the bottom line is we really tuned into it after Vietnam. I'll never forget in law school, I had about 100 students in my contract class, and a lot of those students had been in Vietnam. And so we had an earthquake, and the earthquake started moving the building all around. And those of us that grew up in California really weren't affected by it that much. We kind of looked and said, oh, good, we're having an earthquake. But I can tell you that the students that had been in Vietnam jumped up and freaked out. They were like running into the wall, and they were doing different things. They actually jumped under the desk. A lot of them, and the bottom line is because they equated the earthquake with the shell shock that they had suffered over in Vietnam. And so we have labeled that post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, you'd think normally that couldn't happen in an automobile accident, but I can assure you that it can. I have a client right now, as a matter of fact, that was coming over the hill from San Helena Mountain from Lake County, and she suffered a head-on collision. The guy was totally on the other side of the road in her lane, and the head-on collision caused her car to go off the road and down the mountain, and a tree caught her car. And so she was dangling there by the on the mountain in her car, and some passerby ran down the mountain and pulled her back up to the highway. And so she's suffering from flashbacks of that traumatic event. So you can have a post-traumatic stress following a trauma, even an automobile accident. And I can tell you it's very real, and it happens more times than you think. Now, I will tell you, more than 3 million people suffer from post-traumatic stress every year. And I'm not talking about military people. I'm talking about people just, you know, that have never served in the military. And the bottom line is the condition can last for months and it can last for years. Post-traumatic stress disorder has symptoms that include nightmares, flashbacks, avoiding certain situations, avoiding the place where the trauma occurred. You can have anxiety. You can have different symptoms associated with it. And the symptoms usually come out in the form of agitation, irritability, hostility, hypervigilance, self-destructive behavior. From a psychological standpoint, the person suffers flashbacks, fear, severe anxiety. As far as their mood is concerned, there's a loss of interest or pleasure in activities. They have guilt, sometimes loneliness. They can have sleep disorders, including insomnia or even nightmares about the traumatic event. So that's post-traumatic stress disorder. And the post-traumatic stress disorder, by the way, can be treated. There's different ways to treat post-traumatic stress. There's therapies. Such as cognitive behavioral therapy, medications, which you'll have to consult with your medical doctor. There's specialists in our community here in Santa Rosa that specialize in something called EMDR, and that has helped post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's very common when somebody suffers a traumatic event, they can have post-traumatic stress disorder. And that can happen in dog bites. It can happen in automobile accidents, such as the one I just described coming over San Helena Mountain, where the lady's got a head-on collision and is knocked down the mountain, dangling by a tree in her car. And she's afraid that, you know, she's going to fall all the way down San Helena Mountain. And the bottom line is that is a fear that's very real. It's a fear that's very real. And so do know that there's 3 million cases of PTSD per year here in the United States. Now, I'll tell you that it's usually adults that are suffering from PTSD, people over 20. There's been many studies done on PTSD and children and teenagers, and not so much, you know, maybe half of the cases are there's half as many cases when we're talking about children and teenagers. That reminds me of the time my own son, when he went to Petaluma High School, he and his three buddies went up Gravity Hill up on Sonoma Mountain Road to see if their SUV could catch wind. Could they catch wind on Gravity Hill? Well, you know, that's teenage boy stupidness. And they were driving down Gravity Hill, and could they catch wind? Well, I'll tell you what they ended up catching. is they ended up dangling upside down in the car and rolling it down the mountain. Now, these teenage boys all kind of looked at each other and said, let's get out of here. Well, they got out of there. They left their car there, real stupid. And then the police found the car and said, okay, who's the owner of this car? Oh, okay. Well, they ended up coming to the house, and there's my son standing there saying, I guess I was just trying to catch wind. Well, see, those boys didn't suffer PTSD. They were all concerned about, are they going to get in trouble for trying to catch wind? And they wrecked the car. So the teenager, especially the boys, teenage boys usually don't get the PTSD as much, but the adults do. The adults do. They have flashbacks of the event. They have anxiety. They have adjustment disorder. And so PTSD is a real, real thing. And so I've seen it in my automobile accident cases, and there is treatment. So if you have suffered from those types of symptoms, PTSD, following a traumatic event, you can give us a call down at the office if it's the fault of someone else at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. Now, I'm talking today about head injury. We've talked about post-traumatic stress disorder so far. Next session, we're going to talk about mild traumatic brain injury and how that's different from PTSD. I'm Charlie Cochran, usually with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm digital pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3 on KSRO.
Hi, this is Rachel Erickson from Kornblum Cochran, Erickson & Harbison. All attorneys think that they can represent auto accident victims, but not all can do it well. So the injured person needs representation that is personal, thorough, and well-versed in the law as it changes over time. You can count on all of these qualities in our attorneys and staff at Kornblum Cochran, Erickson & Harbison. Call us at 707-544-9006.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com.
Start your next search for a new or used vehicle at CarClickGo.com. You'll find twice as many vehicles at CarClickGo than any of the national sites. CarClickGo connects you directly to a local auto dealer of your choice. There's no one in the middle selling your contact information. For your next auto, truck, or SUV, start where more and more of your neighbors are searching right now at CarClickGo.com. You can now search securely and find the most new and used vehicles now available throughout the North Bay at CarClickGo.com.
Do you live in an historic home? Are you renovating? Your children could be at risk of lead poisoning. It takes just a microscopic amount of lead dust to poison a child. Learn more at leadsafeamerica.org.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran here live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I usually come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law together. Rachel is out at juvenile court this afternoon, so she's not able to be here. But do call Rachel if you have a family law question or a family law problem. Give her a call down at the office at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. And Rachel can help you out with a family law problem. I'm talking today about, first I talked about post-traumatic stress disorder following an automobile accident. I gave the example of the lady being pushed down the cliff over on St. Helena Mountain. Well, that's PTSD. She has flashbacks of the event. She has anxiety. She has different mood problems. Now, that's going to be different from a mild traumatic brain injury. And the reason I say mild is because it has certain symptoms. We all know that if you take and have a major brain injury, like actual intrusion into the brain. The brain actually is made up of gelatin, a gelatin-type substance, and it's locked in your skull. Obviously, the skull is hard, the brain is soft, and the brain can suffer in a couple of different ways, actually. The brain can suffer because it either has been shaken. We know that from shaken baby syndrome. We've had situations where athletes have, you know, Steve Young was suffered a concussion in the first quarter, went on to call plays the whole rest of the game, and then they realized, oh my God, he suffered a concussion in the first quarter, and he was still able to function. He was still able to function, but he lost a little bit over being multiple concussions. He lost some of his ability to think. And we know Brandon Belt did the same thing. He fell down on running bases before the game, and he didn't even hit his head. But they realized after the game that he suffered a concussion before the game started. Now, we used to think, let's talk about concussions a minute. We used to think that you had to have a loss of consciousness. Did you have a loss of consciousness in order to be concussed? Then we evolved that about 25 years ago, about 20 years ago, and we said, no, you don't have to lose consciousness. You just have to be have an amnestic event and a period of amnesia following the accident. Well, then they realized you don't even have to have a period of amnesia. You could actually just be dazed and confused. So now the current thinking is people can suffer a mild traumatic brain injury if they are just dazed and confused. And it doesn't require a loss of consciousness. It doesn't require a loss of consciousness. So if you have been dazed and confused, which is usually true in an auto accident, you may have suffered a mild traumatic brain injury. Now, you could see how that's different from post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder is different from a mild TBI where you're dazed and confused following the auto accident. Now, when you have the mild traumatic brain injury, many times it can be self-diagnosed. In other words, you know that you have suffered a mild traumatic brain injury. But here's the thing. Sometimes you don't realize it. It's the person or persons you're living around in your household that realize it. Rachel and I have had situations where we bring in a husband and the wife was in the auto accident, and she might meet with the wife and I might meet with the husband, and we talk to them about the changes in her behavior, that is the wife. And then we switch them and we talk, and she meets with the husband and I meet with the wife, and we talk, and we realize that the person suffered a mild traumatic brain injury in this situation. And a lot of times they don't know to tell their doctor. And even if they told their doctor, a lot of times the medical doctors were not educated in mild traumatic brain injury. And I'll tell you this, I would say that the head injury is the most undiagnosed symptom. Head injury is the most undiagnosed symptom in the emergency room, because they're looking for broken bones, they're looking for blood, they're looking for lacerations, they're trying to heal the exterior of the body. They're not really thinking about, did this person suffered a mild traumatic brain injury? Now, there's different symptoms you're going to be clued into. One, you're probably going to have a headache. You're going to have confusion, a lack of coordination. You're going to have a memory problem, memory loss, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, ringing in the ears sometimes, sleeplessness, and excessive fatigue. A lot of times people suffer from those type of symptoms and don't realize they had a head injury. It's the people that are living around them that realize they did. And so what happens sometimes is people come into the office after an automobile accident and the spouse is with them and the spouse says, you know, he's different. He's different after that auto accident. And I can't understand why, but he is different. And the bottom line is it's because the person suffered a mild traumatic brain injury in the auto accident. Now, mild traumatic brain injuries do get better usually. They usually are getting better in within the first 3 to 6 months. The current thinking is that if the person has not gotten better after 18 months, then they're in what we call the miserable minority. And those are the people that are going to have a long-term mild traumatic brain injury. In other words, they might suffer some type of personality change. They have continued loss of concentration. We've got a number of those cases in the office right now where people say, you know, I can't read because I read a paragraph, then I forget what I just read. I can't concentrate on my hobby like I used to. I used to play guitar, but now I have no interest in playing guitar because I can't really remember all the things I'm supposed to do. Now, I say that because I'm a guitar player, and I can tell you that if you don't practice with it, you lose it a little bit. So the bottom line is people have a loss of concentration. And by the way, there's a number of reasons that this happens. I said the brain is kind of a gelatin type of substance. And the interior of your skull is not like the exterior. Your forehead is usually pretty flat, but on the inside, it's not. It's jagged. And so you got this gelatin material hitting the jaggedness when there is a motor vehicle accident. The other thing is because it's gelatin, it stretches. And it doesn't really stretch a lot of times back into place immediately. And that's kind of an axonal shearing where the brain, stretches and then it tries to go back into place. And many times it doesn't. So you've got what we call a mild traumatic brain injury. And you're going to a lot of times have a normal CT scan or a normal MRI or a normal you might have a perfect glass glaucoma test by the ambulance, but that doesn't mean you didn't suffer some type of mild traumatic brain injury. So, and I'm not saying it's true with all people. I am saying it's true with some, and it's true a lot of times following an automobile accident where you've actually had your head shifted around a lot. Think about the shaken baby concept. You also have athletes that say, you know, I had my, quote, my bell rung. Well, you know, you have your bell rung and you have that mild traumatic brain injury, and it's foreseeable, it's predictable. And we've dealt with it a lot in my office over the last 15 or 20 years. I've dealt with many, many, many head injuries, and so has Rachel. And I would say she has actually specialized in that kind of stuff. And so if you have suffered some type of mild traumatic brain injury following an auto accident or a trip and fall, you give us a call down at the office at 544-9006. I can tell you that you're going to be, there's things we can do. There's doctors we can direct you to that can help you. And a lot of times the person that has suffered a mild traumatic brain injury doesn't want people to know it. I mean, for example, I represent a real estate broker here in Sonoma County he doesn't want people to know that he's suffered a mild traumatic brain injury following an auto accident. Professionals especially are very afraid of that, or even people that are, you know, let's say postal carriers don't want their boss to know that they get confused about addresses and things like that. So the bottom line is you got to be represented by attorneys who know these things and know how to deal with it. Now, I can tell you there's people out there, lots of attorneys that think they know insurance and personal injury, and that's baloney. I've worked for Allstate Insurance, I've worked for Industrial Indemnity Insurance, and I worked for many different carriers, insurance carriers, over the last 25 years or the first 25 years of my career. During the last 10 years, I would say I've done nothing but plaintiff personal injury work, which is I represent the people who are injured through the fault of another and making these insurance claims. So I know insurance from the inside out. So if you have suffered some type of injury through the fault of another, you ought to give us a call down at 544-9006, and I'm happy to consult with you with a free consultation, and we'll talk about, you know, some of the effects, the automobile accident or the trip and fall or the dog bite or things like that have had upon you. So give me a call down at the office. You can also visit our website at kcehlaw.com. That's kcehlaw.com. And you can read all about our attorneys and their backgrounds, and we actually have a place on our website that you can ask a legal question, and we'll get back to you on that. So we've been talking today about post-traumatic stress disorder following an automobile accident. We've talked a little bit about mild traumatic brain injury following an auto accident. If you have questions, give us a call down at the office. I'm Charlie Cochran, usually with Rachel Erickson, and this has been Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.